This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An LGBTQ plus state senator in Nebraska has proposed a ban on the religious indoctrination of kids. Megan Hunt, the first out LGBTQ plus person elected to the Nebraska legislature, presented the proposal as an amendment to a bill prohibiting minors from attending drag shows. Hunt's proposal would prohibit children from enrolling in Bible studies, attending church camps, or participating in other forms of religious indoctrination. The original bill, LB 371, introduced by Nebraska Republican Senator Dave Merman, prohibits anyone under 19 from attending drag shows. The bill defines drag as a performance by someone who uses clothing, makeup, or other physical markers to demonstrate a gender identity that is different from what they were born with, as well as singing, lip-syncing, dancing, or performing for entertainment. Because of the broad wording in the bill, opponents say it would ban children from attending theatrical performances like Shakespeare's works and musicals, where men routinely dress to perform women's roles. So Senator Hunt chose to highlight the hypocrisy of the proposed law, even if the conservative legislature passes it. Her amendment would prohibit children from attending camps that are religiously based, like Bible camps. Senator Hunt's amendment says, "There is a well-documented history of indoctrination and sexual abuse perpetrated by religious leaders and clergy people upon children. Abusers within churches and other religious institutions often use events like church or youth group-sponsored camps and retreats to earn children's trust and gain unsupervised access to such children in order to commit such abuse." Senator Hunt said, "This is an amendment that I will use to make a point about the underlying bill, LB 371, which bans all ages drag shows. This amendment obviously won't pass. It's just a device to make a point." Senator Hunt has introduced similar amendments to other bills. Another amendment she wrote in January said, "Any manufacturer who distributes chocolate-coated candy for consumption by an individual under 19 years of age without explicitly identifying the candy's gender assigned at birth on the packaging of such candy shall be fined $10,000. Senator Hunt said, "The amendments aren't meant to pass. They are meant to help kill harmful and discriminatory bills like LB 371, which, if we are forced to debate in the full legislature, will truly be a waste of time for Nebraskans and for lawmakers." A Vermont ice fishing tournament was abruptly canceled after three fishermen died falling through the ice. Wayne Alexander, 62, of Grand Isle, Vermont, died last Thursday after falling through the ice on Lake Champlain while ice fishing. His body was found in the water hours after he had been expected to return home. Then two brothers, John Fleury and Wayne Fleury, died early this past Saturday, the day the 43rd annual Islands Ice Fishing Derby on Vermont's Lake Champlain was set to launch, after their utility vehicle fell through the ice. The event was shut down after the Grand Isle County Sheriff's Department issued a request for it to be canceled, effective immediately, due to the bad condition of the lake ice, and they asked anglers already out on the ice to clear the area. Penguins at a Japanese aquarium are being fed cheaper fish, and they are not happy about it. For the penguins and otters at Japan's Hakone-en Aquarium, an hour's drive southwest of Tokyo, rising prices have meant a change in the food that's bought for the animals. Before, the aquarium offered penguins and otters aji, or Japanese horse mackerel, which the animals readily ate. But the aquarium, home to 32,000 animals, including sharks and seals, saw the price of aji increase by 20-30% since last year. So to cut costs, the aquarium switched to a cheaper alternative, saba, or mackerel. It has not been well received. An aquarium employee offers a mackerel to a penguin who shows no interest, which is rare at feeding time. When she moves the fish closer to its beak, the penguin turns away haughtily. An otter sniffs the fish, then runs away. Aquarium workers are having to get creative to encourage the animals to eat. For instance, mixing the lower-grade mackerel with the animal's favorite, aji. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.